The Breakfast Club on WCSY-FM South Haven is paid for by Enterprises LLC.
Welcome to The Breakfast Club on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, highlighting what's good every Friday morning as experts, organizations, and event planners focus on the positive and relevant ways to experience hope. Teresa Getman, Rosalie Placati, and Paul Leyendecker are your hosts on Cozy and the podcast at WCSY.com. The Breakfast Club is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
Now, today's Breakfast Club on Cozy.
I'm Paul Andecker with Teresa R. Getman and Rosalie Placati, celebrating South Haven and beyond as we highlight our great organizations. Today, Women Who Care in our first segment. And Rosalie Placati will introduce us to a couple of women who care.
You know, you are always stealing my lines. Teresa, what are we going to do about this? He steals all the good lines.
I'll mute
and then
myself.
You're left thinking.
Right now. Okay, and then all I got
now.
Right. All I got now is actually, but no, you are completely right, Paul. These are Women Who Care. They are two of the steering committee that is joining us today. We have Ms. Jane Strebeck and Laura Hayward. So welcome.
Thank you.
You know, we've spent the last couple of weeks highlighting great organizations in South Haven and beyond. And you've got an event coming up. So this will work really, really well. You're going to be kicking off the year on September 7th. But let's talk about Women Who Care for those women out there that don't know they can care and join the group. So tell us a little about Women Who Care, how you started it and why.
Women Who Care is a group of women that just want to give back to the community. And we started it back in 2015. And we had meetings quarterly until February of 2020 when COVID kind of shut us down. And that's why we're trying to kickstart it again and get it going. The history, Jane can give a little history of what Women Who, how it got started.
Well, the amazing thing is it actually started in Jackson, Michigan, back in 2006 by Karen Dunnigan. And she was a businesswoman in town in Jackson, and she knew a lot of women, and she felt that the community needed more of a boost as far as giving money to organizations, to nonprofits that truly needed it over there. So she brought all her kids or all her friends together. And her first meeting was in 2006, like I said, and she brought her 100 women together and they gave $10,000 to an organization which went and bought baby beds. And that's kind of like the start of the whole thing. And what I have found online is that there's anywhere between 650 and 900 organizations with Women Who Care now. And it's not just women who care, it's men who care, it's teams that care. They've expanded it to not just women.
Well, that's amazing. I know that this is quarterly and you commit for the year. You commit how much each meeting?
Women are asked to come and you commit, your intent is to give $100 per quarter.
Okay.
And then when that is all pooled together with all of the other women, you end up with a big chunk that can help the organizations.
No kidding. What I liked about it was that you could support organizations that you probably didn't know much about, or B, wasn't on your list to donate to. So, you know, we have some great nonprofits here. They're very successful. They do receive monies, but some of these are kind of outliers that took the heart of the audience and supported. I know I have to say I won the first two, but there were only 40 women there. So the Center for the Arts got $4,000 that day, but they were thrilled. And then I know I did it for Hope Parent Resource Center, and we bought all the parenting things for that. And I know that Cheryl was thrilled. But since 2015, I'm going to let you say it. How much money have you given away?
Between 2015 and February of 2020, we gave away $167,425 to local organizations. And really, this is just a way to streamline the process of giving to charities.
And I don't want to say it's easy, because, you know, you might not get picked that night. People put their names in a hat, and then people have 5 minutes to make a pitch. And then 5 minutes for questions. And you really kind of have to be organized, right? I mean, you better know a nonprofit.
I was going to say a couple of things I want to note is that to be able to speak at that night, you have to be a member of Women Who Care. And if you're interested in speaking out, speaking about an organization that you have a passion for, then you put your name in a hat, and then we randomly draw three names. So you may, I actually put my name in for several times, and my name was never drawn to talk about an organization. So I haven't done that, but it's random. And so you, once those names are drawn, that person that wants to talk has 5 minutes to talk, 5 minutes to answer questions. There's three people. And at the end, we vote for which of those three organizations we want the money. And we just want to encourage all, as many women to come as possible, because that means the more we can give away.
Exactly. And I know that, I know I skipped probably the last year, but you were at 100, wait, did you have, you had easily 100 people there, right? 100 women?
At the very end, the largest amount that we gave away was $12,900. So that means we had 129 women that gave $100 each.
Teresa, let's talk about how hard it is to raise $12,000.
Oh, gosh. As a life spent raising money for, you know, organizations you're passionate about, I can tell you, I was one of those women who stood up and didn't get my organization to win. It's hard to stand up in front of a group of women and ask, you know, for money, but they make it easy. Yes. And you don't feel like a loser at the end of it, because you know that some worthy organization, you did your best for the organization you spoke for, but you never feel bad. At least I never felt bad about writing that check for $100, knowing the impact of like the $1,200 was going to somebody definitely worthy. You know, it might not have been your first choice, but you would have picked them down the road anyway. You know, you would have, that would have been an organization you would have loved to help anyway. So I always believe it always works out like it's supposed to, and who needs it at that time. And so no matter what, if you get chosen to speak, or like Laura, your name hasn't been drawn yet. My name was drawn like the first time, and I'm like, wait, I'm not ready. But you better be ready. But like I said, it is so powerful to stand and be one of 130 women who make an impact on a business, on a nonprofit that's local. When you're talking about $167,000 given away, it's locally. I mean, if that doesn't move you, I mean, I could almost tear up just thinking about that coming just into our community and what we as women here have been able to do. So I'm very passionate about Women Who Care. So
now when you talk about local, though, we have given to other, like we have given to Bangor Robotics, because they
okay,
are
I guess I'm thinking
of,
they're local.
I know, but I just want to define that. It's the greater South Haven area, really. It's,
right. I guess consider Bangor our own, Cobra.
Absolutely.
Our own. You know, it's like, so I mean, yes, the greater South Haven, you know, Southwest Michigan area. But yeah, that's a huge impact.
Well, you know what I found too, because I pulled my name a couple times and I didn't win a couple times. First of all, people find out about your nonprofit. And I, you know, looking over the list, you supplied a list of 18 different nonprofits. There were definitely some that I didn't know about. And so you get to hear about other nonprofits. The other thing, I know I pitched for somebody, I can't remember who I pitched for, but two people wrote me a check because they loved what we were doing. So not only is it a very coordinated effort, and actually financially, it's set up perfectly. You guys don't handle money. You write the check right to the nonprofit. and they're a verified nonprofit. So, I mean, it's a beautiful setup.
And the advantage of that is that the woman that writes the checks gets the discount or gets the deduction for her tax return. So that's the whole idea.
Yeah. And that adds up. Now you're kicking off 2022 on September 7th, yes. 5 o'clock, if you'd like a cocktail. But the meeting starts at 5:30 and you guys really watch your time. For people out there that like things to be on time and organized well, they kick butt. They're like, we're starting, and then they time the 5 minutes. I mean, nothing is done not perfectly professional. And you're having it at Lake Arvesta this year. What? Yeah. And a lot of people know where Lake Arvesta is, but can you?
How'd you get connected to be able to go?
Well, that's what I said.
One of my all-time favorite places.
Yeah. You must know somebody at Lake Arvesta.
He's a friend.
He's a friend. But let's really make a pitch. We've only got a couple of minutes left. I do want to get this in more than once. For people to find out more, you have to email at womenwhocare.sh@gmail.com. So, but why don't you give it a pitch? Invite our ladies, you guys.
I would just like to invite any female that is interested in giving to the nonprofit organizations in our town to come out September 7th. 5 o'clock is when the doors will open. We'll have a half hour where you can grab a cocktail if you'd like to, but the meeting will start exactly at 5:30. It's at Lake Arvesta Farms, which is just out Phoenix, a couple miles east of the highway. And hopefully we'll have a sign out there so you can see it. It'll be easier to get in. But Lake Arvesta Farms, 5 o'clock on September 7th. And just come in. And it's a good time to see friends and learn a lot about the nonprofit organizations in the area and where it's great to give. And if you'd like to just come out and check it out and you don't know if you want to be a member, you can come do that too. Come check it out and we'll go from there.
And if somebody wants to just see pictures of past donations that we've given to the communities, we do have a Facebook page, just Women Who Care South Haven, Michigan. There's pictures of us giving the big check to the different schools, to the different organizations. And it's just kind of fun going down memory lane.
Oh, it is. And I think it'll motivate people. So thank you very much, Women Who Care. We're so excited that we're post-pandemic and we can start this good work again.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Did you know you could reach out to us with ideas and comments? Email thebreakfastclub at wcsy.com. Altogether, no spaces, thebreakfastclub at wcsy.com. We'll be right back.
The South Haven Bangor and St. Joseph Banking Centers, a division of Sturgis Bank, believes in community. That's why they're proud to sponsor the new Breakfast Club, Friday mornings at 8:30 on Cozy FM. At the South Haven Bangor St. Joseph Banking Centers, it's people that make the difference. People that can help you build or expand your business. Stop at any of their branch locations in South Haven, Bangor, St. Joseph, or visit sturgisbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, downtown South Haven, works to get you out of pain, back to doing the things you love, and avoid invasive procedures. Dr. Vassar believes that working together with you to achieve your goals is one of the most fulfilling experiences. For a different chiropractic experience, learn more and make an appointment at VassarChiropractic.com. Proud sponsors of The Breakfast Club on Cozy FM. Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, 330 Kalamazoo, downtown South Haven.
This is The Breakfast Club on Super Hits, 103.7 Cozy FM. Highlighting what's good. The Breakfast Club on Cozy is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
And now back to The Breakfast Club on Cozy.
Thanks for listening to our show on Cozy FM every Friday morning at 8:30, streaming and podcast at WCSY.com. Just click where you see shows and The Breakfast Club. I'm Paul Ann Decker with Teresa R. Getman, all set for part two of today's Breakfast Club.
Good morning to Kathy Golf Course. Course. I mean, that's how I remember to say her name. It's Course. Good morning, Kathy. You are here representing none other than our illustrious Humane Society. You've been a longtime board member of Al Van, and you are no stranger to the workings of this organization. So good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I would like to point out that I'm also a member of Women Who Care, and I support that group wholeheartedly. They've been very generous to us, and we are very grateful.
Yes, thank you, because you were probably one of the first recipients, if I recall, of the Women Who Care donation, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
I was able at that first meeting to talk about the kinds of things that we do, that we are donated to and fundraise. We have no tax base. We are completely at the mercy of the wonderful people in South Haven who come in and donate and volunteer at our organization.
Well, and that's why we invited you here this morning, because you know the ins and outs of Al Van, and you can share it with our audience on all. I don't know that people some people may, but some people don't. And so it's good to reiterate what all Al Van does
okay.
for animals.
Well, we service both Allegan and Van Buren County. We are a no-kill shelter, which means we don't turn any animal away. Many of the animals that come to us are strays, or they're surrendered by owner who are not able to care for their animals, or who cannot afford the medical care that many of our animals need. And when I spoke with the first group, I said, you know, we've had animals come in that need surgeries, and we pay for those. And there are people who will step up and see things on the Facebook page and say, hey, I want to donate towards the surgery for that animal. And as I said, people are very generous. When they come to us, we want to get them ready to go to their forever home. And that means we need to get them neutered and spayed. We need to get them microchipped. We need to get them healthy. And then we need to get them on the website to get people to come in and look at them.
You even take care of the inoculations and all of that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's
We can Dr. Bucked.
And she's been invaluable for I don't even know how many years.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And this. So after you've done, that's got a cost. I mean, you're naming a lot of things. And how long is a animal in the shelter?
Well, if we take in a healthy animal and provide all the services that I just mentioned, for a month, it costs between $100 and $300. That's to feed, care for, rah, rah, rah. If the animal needs we had a little animal monster come in. He had swallowed whole up a stuffed animal. That required a $600 surgery. And, you know, we never know what's coming in the door and what our expenses are going to be. And so when we fundraise, we plan on hoping that we get this much money. So it's kind of tenuous until people step up and say, hey, I can help out with this. And they do.
Well, you have some things coming up. I mean, you have things year round, which is really good, because I know there's a winter and there's a summer, and, you know, so you have things. So if somebody wants to like support via one of your fundraisers, can you tell us just the staple fundraisers that
Okay. Well, of course, the Fur Ball, which happens in February. That's one of our biggest events. And by the way, you and your family are some of the biggest supporters of that. The next one coming up in September is the Par for Paws, which is a huge event. We still have openings for that. We just finished up our barbecue. We sold over 425 meals. We sold out. There's the furry 5K race over the 4th of July. There are all kinds of events. And if people are interested, they can go to alvan.org, and all of our events are on there. There's ways to register on there. You can donate on there. There's also information on animals. And we have a Facebook page, and you can always call the shelter, the intake, or the Adoption Center. It's 269-637-5062. There's always someone there to help out.
That's you know, I have, I'm not going to run. Let's just be very clear. I'm not being in the 5K.
But you could support us.
Pardon?
You could volunteer to help us.
You know, I could do that. That's the way. If you're not a runner, volunteer to pass out water or register people.
Exactly. Exactly. And I can't right. tell how much we rely on our volunteers.
So what do volunteers do if they come in? I mean, what are options? I mean, if you're not a dog lover or a cat lover, maybe there's, you know,
you could take a dog for a walk. We always need help with laundry. I, for years, transported animals to the vet appointments. If you're a little kitten person, you can bottle feed a kitten. If you come in and say, well, you want to volunteer, we'll find something that will work for you.
Is there something, let's say a mom has younger kids, is there an opportunity? And I just ask, just because you just never know, you want to take your children, you know, somewhere. Is there an opportunity to teach them volunteerism at a young age? Is that an opportunity, Robin?
Well, one of our best volunteers, he's probably 14 now, but I think he started at 11 or 12 and he came in and he's invaluable. Yes. And I don't know what the cutoff is for how young they can be, but if you call the shelter, they could tell you. And if you wanted to bring the children in, they could probably arrange something for you.
If they're with the adult, I'm guessing that you could bring your child in if they're with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, I got to say, you've got a golf outing coming up because I know I just registered my team.
Thank you.
And that's coming up here soon on September 18th.
Yes.
And you don't have to be a professional golfer to be in this. And
no, it's it's a scramble. All you need is one good hitter.
We always stack our team with one good hitter.
Of course we do. And what, if you're lucky, one good putter.
That's true. So there's time. Because usually you sell out on this one, don't you?
We can. We did last year. It depends. It really depends on the weather and who's available and who's in town.
And it's not even, I mean, the golf is a riot and we have a blast. But the fun stuff is all the prizes and stuff that you can win.
Well, we have raffles, we have auctions, we have a 50-50. So there's a lot of fun to be had. You're right. There's a really nice buffet after the event and prizes, and people usually have a very good time. I do.
So we have all these fundraisers. There's so many ways for people to volunteer. And if you're just not having the heart to volunteer or the time, possibly, mm-hmm. you can always just donate some cash.
That's right.
You will take a check in a heartbeat, correct?
Absolutely. And dog food, Purina dog food. If you're at Menards or you're at Walmart or wherever and you see a bag, pick it up and drop it off. We could always use that.
Pick it up and drop it off. That's pretty easy. Can we shift it over to Outfan?
You could do Chewy. They deliver it.
They do. Okay. Yes. All right. So let's, I know you've given us some numbers, but just so that people who may have been driving at the time, we don't want you messing with your phones, but just so that they can hear that again, how can they get in touch with you?
Alvan.org. And at that website, you can get upcoming events, how to donate, how to volunteer. The number there is 269-637-502.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. 269-637-5062. And we also have a Facebook page. You can go on there and see the pet of the week and look at animals. You can fill out an application on our website. We do like people who are coming in to look to adopt to fill out an application in advance to make sure they're qualified and they're not disappointed that they have to stop and do that.
All right. So let's say I'm not sure. You walk in, you don't have to, I mean, you can court an animal for a certain amount. I mean, let's say you're just not sure if it's something you can do. you can foster an animal that doesn't commit you. Is that correct? Or even if you just want to be a help, talk about that.
Let me say this. You can foster an animal, and I fostered an animal. He now lives with me full time. But if you adopt an animal and it doesn't work out for you, no judgment. You bring that animal back. We want you to have an animal in your home that works for you. We don't. If it doesn't work out, we understand that. Second chances are great for animals and people.
Well, you know, I've got to say that fostering, I don't know if people realize, if you don't want it, let's say you're able to handle an animal temporarily. Fostering is huge and important because, you know, animals being in that environment, in a home, it's so much easier for them. I mean, I would love for you to talk about that, how important
it's
fostering
true.
Is.
True. I'm fostering currently. This little animal is terrified of everything. And so if people come to the shelter and see him, they're going to say, well, this ant, but he's now here and he's getting used to people and other animals. And he's much happier and he's got more confidence. Animals in the shelter are well cared for, but they don't present well when they're up for adoption, if they're still in the shelter. If they can come from a home setting and be introduced to prospective adopters, it's much better. I've done it several times.
Yeah, so the shelter is for, you know, I mean, we're helping them. You're a no-kill shelter, but the ultimate and the optimum place for an animal to be is in somebody's home while they await their forever home. So you don't have to keep them forever, but it's a great place
mm-hmm.
to have that animal get used to, be it children, other animals, and people can adopt from there. So foster Absolutely. Care is really important in the animal world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just fascinated by that. It just hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, that's something. Fostering. You don't have to be it doesn't have to be your forever home, but it does provide a safe place. And like I said, Alvin is doing an amazing job, but you can't replace a home.
Absolutely.
So one more time.
We are out of time.
Well, Paul, I'm sorry. I saw your fingers go up and then I got into fostering and my heart broke open. And I'm like, wait, come on, somebody. All right. Thank you, Kathy. I think they have the numbers. They go on Facebook. Look you up, Al Van. Thank you so much.
Yep. Stu on the 18th.
637-5062 or al-van.org. I'm used to saying that on Friday mornings when we do Pet Link on Cozy. So, in fact, we do it just after 8 o'clock every Friday morning. Thanks for listening to our show and to Cozy here on Friday mornings. We love it when you share ideas and comments with us. Email thebreakfastclub@wcsy.com. One long word, no spaces, thebreakfastclub@wcsy.com. You'll find podcasts of the shows there as well. And for more inspiration from Teresa R. Getman, visit innerprizesllc.com. Hope you have a great day.
You've been listening to The Breakfast Club, highlighting what's good every Friday morning at 8:30 as experts, organizations, and event planners focus on the positive and relevant ways to experience hope. The Breakfast Club on Cozy is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
Join us again next Friday at 8:30 for The Breakfast Club on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Find a podcast of today's show at WCSY.com.
The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers, a division of Sturgis Bank, believes in community. That's why they're proud to sponsor the new Breakfast Club, Friday mornings at 8:30 on Cozy FM. At the South Haven, Bangor, St. Joseph Banking Centers, it's people that make the difference. People that can help you build or expand your business. Stop at any of their branch locations in South Haven, Bangor, or St. Joseph, or visit SturgisBank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Whiteford Wealth Management, they have the pleasure of serving clients in nearly half of the country from their beloved South Haven. Rest assured, with Whiteford Wealth Management, you will always get simple, candid advice based on the wealth of knowledge and experience in tax, legal, and investments. Clients trust Whiteford Wealth Management with their life savings, and they earn that trust by recommending products that they use themselves. Whiteford Wealth Management. Let them help you build wealth. WhitefordWealth.com. Proud sponsors of The Breakfast Club on Cozy.
The Breakfast Club on WCSY-FM South Haven is paid for by Enterprises, LLC.